This is the Down and Dirty Show Daily Drop, your source for daily action motorsports news and headlines. I'm Jim Beaver, and welcome to the Down and Dirty Show Daily Drop, your daily source for action motorsports news and headlines. And here are your headlines for Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. And we'll start things off today with IndyCar. Seems like IndyCar has been our go-to the past couple of episodes of the Daily Drop, so why not kick off this week with some more IndyCar news. And we all watched the amazing effort Alexander Rossi put on there at Mid-Ohio this past weekend, taking the pole and the victory in a dominating effort for Andretti Autosport. But the silly season is in full effect. We reported last week on Andretti and a possible McLaren mashup. Well, now things get even more interesting because the rumors are Michael Andretti and Mike Harding may be doing a mashup. Now, it's been no secret that Harding wants to expand to two cars next year. They've been fielding Connor Daly in place of Gabby Chavez with a potential to field both drivers in 2019. But now the rumors are that Michael Andretti and Mike Harding may mash up, and Andretti may field entries through Harding's group on behalf of Andretti Autosport. Is the reason for this because they're trying to make room for a potential McLaren mashup? Or is it potentially that we may see eight Andretti entries in some fashion running in 2019 in the Verizon IndyCar Series? Time will tell, but the silly season is definitely in full effect, especially regarding Andretti Autosport. And TV ratings from last weekend's racing action are in, and NASCAR, they were at Pocono, and as far as viewers were concerned, it was a big no-no. See, like what I did there? Man, getting entertaining here on the Daily Drop. Anyways, NASCAR dropped year over year there at Pocono. Slight drop, not a massive drop. We've seen NASCAR ratings consistently down this year. And then on the flip side, we've got the Verizon IndyCar Series, who aired on a delay, and they still had more viewership than they did year over year. So IndyCar, even running on a delay, was still up year over year. Gotta wonder if they would have been airing live, if it would have been even bigger. And then NHRA, one of the big surprise stories of this year, continuing to soar, their ratings continuing to climb, averaging 750,000 viewers on TV, up over 360,000 viewers in 2017. So NHRA almost doubling their viewers, IndyCar up, NASCAR continuing to struggle. This is becoming the theme of the Daily Drop. Get where I'm going here? Man, I'm telling you, NASCAR and all of these gimmicks they're throwing are not resonating with the fans. Let's get back to real racing, NASCAR. No more chase, no more playoffs, no more stage racing. Just let the boys do battle. And X Games has wrapped up, but we're already forward-looking at 2019. They have announced their dates and moving things back a few weeks to August 1st through the 4th, 2019. So X Games moving back a couple of weeks. You got to wonder if they're potentially bringing in some new events there to Minneapolis, if maybe there's just a date conflict with another major action sports event. But X Games moving things back to the beginning of August in 2019. So if you're planning on going to X Games in Minneapolis, I definitely encourage it. It's been an amazing venue there, but you're going to have to schedule your vacation time 2 weeks later than you did this year. Only time will tell the reason for this change, but I'm hoping they bring in some more events, especially with engine. And the entry list is up for the Best of the Desert General Tire Vegas Torino. Pre-entry draw at 353 entries. That's led by 57 Pro Turbo UTVs, 48 unlimited trick trucks, and 35 6100 trucks. Vegas Torino, the longest off-road race in the United States, over 550 miles and over 300 in entries thus far, and still a few weeks away from the start of the race. Could push 400 entries by race time. Insane numbers. Best in the Desert continues to draw here in the Southwest. And that is your Daily Drop for Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. I am Jim Beaver. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with the actual national Down and Dirty radio show. Same feed, same spot. Be looking for it. And then we will follow that with a Daily Drop and Project Action to round out the week. You can follow me. It's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media, or at Down and Dirty Show on Instagram. And make sure and check out all our motorsports news and content at downanddirtyshow.com. We'll see you tomorrow.